Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. This week we are talking about the truth that God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. There's nowhere you can go that God is not. But sometimes, even if you're a child of God, sometimes you feel far away from God. And other times, you might feel really close to Him. And the truth is that even though God is always there, we don't always experience God the same. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more today. But first, let's crack up with a cheesy, corny, hilarious joke of the day. Did you hear about the guy who lost the entire left side of his body? He's all right now. Happy Friday, kid. This is Jeremy, and it's time for you to wake up. Today is the last day of our week, focusing on the fact that God is everywhere. He is omnipresent. But there are times and places that God reveals Himself more than others. God is everywhere, so He sees everything, and you are never away from Him. He is close enough to protect His children and do anything He chooses to do. But in Genesis chapter 4, verse 16, after he murdered his brother, Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. Of course, Cain couldn't go anywhere that God wasn't. As part of the consequence of the bad thing Cain did, he was no longer allowed to experience the presence of God in the same way. Cain wasn't able to feel close to God. God was still there. God's everywhere, always. But Cain didn't get to enjoy being with God like he could have without sin coming between them. In John 14:23, Jesus himself says, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." Jesus promises that the people who love him and obey him will be loved by God the Father, and that Jesus and God will both come to live with that person. Of course, God is already in your house. He's everywhere. But if you love him and obey him, he will make his presence known in a different, more powerful way. You will feel close to him. You will be able to enjoy him. He will be present to bless you, and he will be close by for you to worship him. In fact, the Bible also teaches that God inhabits the praise of his people. When we are praising him, he is close by in a different, more clear way. Where is God? God is everywhere. He is in the same place you are right now, but sometimes we don't feel close to him. Even Christians who have trusted Jesus to save them can feel far away from God. Sometimes that's because of sin. You can experience closeness with God by loving him, obeying him, and praising him.